across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yes, that's me, Virginie Santé, M, and I am joined today by Ian Rawlinson. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Really pleased to talk to you today. Thank you for joining me on Cambridge 105 Radio. So, Ian, you grew up here in our city. You were born in Cambridge and you were here during the 60s and 70s. Can you tell me more about the time when you were living here in Cambridge?
Yeah, it was, it was a lot smaller then. It probably wasn't any less busy, but it certainly didn't have things like the M11 or the A45. So it was a more cut off place in some senses. Only the railways came in. So, I grew up there in the 60s and 70s. I went to school there, and
where did you study there. Actually?
In where which did I study?
Yeah,
I went to Chesterton Secondary School, Hills Road, sixth form, and then what was then called Cambridge College of Art and Technology.
Which is now the Anglia Ruskin University, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
Good. And so you did study art, I suppose?
Yes, I did. It became more obvious that was what I was going to do as I moved towards sixth form and then on to the Cambridge College of Art, as it was, and it became more a bigger part of my life then, yes.
Yeah, and you are now living and working in London.
Yes.
Your work has been shown in many group and solo exhibition, both in the UK actually and internationally. I saw that, you exposed also in Paris a couple of years ago. You held in public and private collections as well. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
About the collections?
Yes.
Yeah, some of the collections are in institutions in this country, colleges and other institutions. A piece of my work in the New Art Gallery in Warsaw. The international ones are more just sort of private collections, people's private collections and so forth, and that I've sold to over the years.
Gone.
No, it's okay. Sorry.
Your work. You work on paper, on prints, mixed media. Can you tell me, you know, how do you work actually, and if you do have, you know, any support you prefer to work on?
It's usually based on ideas initially. I mean, I write lots of things initially and things like that to come up with ideas. I'm particularly interested in the origins of words and things, so that helps. And then the work itself develops in many different media, and I eventually sort of can hone it down as I sort of repeat the image to find out what media is particularly relevant to the idea I'm working on. I mean, some ideas carry through into various different medias. You know, I've been working on films recently, short films, as well as all the other media I use. So usually the works are all interconnected in some way, depending on the exhibitions that I do. So there could be works on paper, drawings, prints and films, which are all interconnected in that sense. The Cambridge exhibitions have certainly been that way.
And then can you tell me more about your work, actually, will be presented at the Edge Cafe?
Yes. This is the latest exhibition I've done in Cambridge. It's sort of inspired by place and memory, the ideas around that, and places which are connected to my past and my childhood. This particular exhibition is like the explores disused and sort of hidden places that have prompted memories in me, and they're usually like, in this case, they're buildings and structures that sort of stand at the threshold between the sort of past and present. They're still there, they still exist, but they're very much connected to my past. I mean, I develop them and draw on them, and the images are not, you know, specifically, they are representational, but they have other elements to them as well.
So did you come back to Cambridge to work on that, or did you work only on your memories?
No, I came back. I've done a series of 5 exhibitions over the past sort of 6 or 7 years, and I did come back to Cambridge initially to make the first film I made, and then it sort of developed from there. I made 3 films. I was coming back all the time, and then the last few exhibitions have come out of the ideas and the images that I collected along the way there. I mean, I did research some of the images in the Cambridgeshire collection as well, mm-hmm. to sort of see old photographs from back from the 60s and 70s, you know, when I was there, because they have a good collection of images in that sense.
Ah, okay. And can you tell me more about your memories, you know, typical memories you have from, like you said, you know, hidden places in Cambridge, and about your past here?
Sure. Well, in this latest exhibition, some of the places are very connected. There's an image of an old garage, which is on the A10 out towards Waterbeach. And
okay.
That's the basis for the image. I mean, it was a place where my father occasionally took our car to be repaired. That was a sort of inspiration for that. It's now no longer a garage, but it's hidden behind a fence. So it's still there, but not used as such as it was. I mean, other places, there's a picture of which uses the image of a World War II pillbox, which is used to be part of the old army depot, which was where the science park is now. When I was a child,
oh, wow.
It was a derelict army depot, and it was just used by farmers for their cattle and things. And it used to be on the other side of what was the railway, which is now the guided busway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've got several things like that. There's other images like the old disused Central Cinema in town, where I used to go and see films, which has been disused for ages. It became a bingo hall in the 1970s, and was for a long while, I believe. But it's an old art. It's got an old Art Deco facade, and it just stands there empty now. And it's just like this sort of monument to the past, really.
Ah, excellent. That's nice. So yeah. The work is presented at the Edge Cafe, which is on Brookfield Hospital site on Mill Road.
Yes, it's just at the end of Mill Road towards the junction with Brooks Road there. Yeah, in the old Brookfield Hospital. So it's on the edge of the road there. So it's this kind of new cafe. It's been there about 2 or 3 years. So it's also a recovery hub for Cambridge, as well as having exhibitions and forth. They have workshops and evening sessions and all sorts of music jams, poetry sessions. All sorts of events take place there.
Uh-huh. Oh, excellent. Thank you so much, Ian, for the couple. I know you're busy and you are in London. You're really busy. But thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me about your exhibition called Liminal at the Edge Cafe. It is from now on until the 27th of September. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.